mean, to be honest, I think not really to answer your question. A little more just about finishing. You know, this week I think it would have been easy to, you know, clinch last week on that emotional high and you know, have a lull. And I thought even with the injuries and things like that and all the what ifs, you know, Jets losing before our game, you know, still coming out and playing just playing good football, playing Chiefs football, high energy. So. Yeah, it's funny how that happens, back-to-back passes. Yeah, God, man, and it felt great. I mean, we started the game great. I felt really good out there and felt like we were rolling and jumped up and got two touchdowns. And then, yeah, you know, a little aggressive there probably on that first one. You know, felt good about it. That guy made a good play, kind of okie-doking me. And then the second one, him jumping that, pretty good. So, I mean, we'll see. You hate doing it. You could lose your game real easy, you know, especially this time of year, especially a pick six. You know, fortunately enough, defense was able to hold and get a turnover on the first one and hang in there tough. And then we got that score in the second half. So, you know, got to deal with it. I mean, they're going to happen. You know, you're never not going to throw them, and you got to be able to deal with it and overcome it and stay aggressive and run the offense. I mean, just getting older, you're better at it, not dwelling on it. No, it still gets you, though, for sure. Especially, I mean, you just know you're better than it, and you don't want to do it. But they happen, so, I mean.
You feel like you're a much different offensive team than you were the last time you played Houston?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we're probably both very different teams. I mean, that long ago, a whole season of – yeah, kind of figuring out who you are and your strengths and dealing with injuries and overcoming things and all that. Yeah, we're both in very different spots. I don't think so. I'm not sure about that, though. I try to forget them.
That's right, it's a short memory.
Yeah.
But is that all the odder? Because it normally makes you more careful.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it's easy to go into a shell, period, as a quarterback, after you've, you know, especially throw two in a row like that and one for a touchdown. And easy to go into a shell, easy to get cautious. Yeah, you got to fight that hard, go out and play good football and forget it and do have a short memory and cut it loose just like you did before you threw either of them. So, I mean, you got to continue, obviously, making good decisions, but you got to, yeah, once you pull a trigger, though, you got to throw balls aggressively and with conviction. Yeah, not at this point. I mean, they happen. I guess I've had, I don't know how many, seven or something this year, and, you know, four have come in two games in little spurts. It happens. So you got to be able to deal with it and overcome it.
And the ball to Demetrius, yeah. Sort of reflect a certain level of trust?
I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, Demetrius has had, I feel like he and I have missed some opportunities here and there, and just whether not throwing it or not seeing it and this and that, and talked to him all week and felt like, you know, those guys were overplaying. You know, Jeremy and Kelsey, and we had those two lined up on the same side there and felt like Woodson, you know, kind of overplaying it and felt really good about that matchup, you know, and he made a heck of a play. I mean, really, really good catch. So.
How much attention do you pay to the other teams in the AFC, the injuries that they might have, quarterback issues?
Not much. No, I mean, you see it. Certainly not something I'm out looking for, but obviously the quarterback attention gets you know, a lot of publicity. So you see it, you know, especially if it's guys you know or things like that. Yeah.
I'm wondering, because as much momentum as you guys have, 10 in a row, there's a lot of sort of turbulence.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those years. I mean, some years more than others, it just happens. You know, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason. You know, I just think, you know, that many reps, some years you're going to have more injuries than others at the quarterback position. Oh, I think, yeah, I mean, we still talk about that as a great example of just, yeah, in this league, I mean, you can't take your foot off the gas pedal, you know. You think you have something won. I mean, teams are just too good, too talented. Yeah, I mean, I think that will always, for this team, for the guys here, will be an example of that. Absolutely.
Burns a little too, or not really like that? I mean, you just have to move on.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, it's still that some of those scars you take with you the rest of your life, and that one probably will. And for this team, it's still with us, and I don't think that's a bad thing. Like I said, I think it serves as an example for us, you know, about finishing. So.
You were looking at your phone in there a little while going to
No. Was checking messages. I did though. I mean, we came in and talked about it. You did. Yeah, I was following. Roughly, obviously, it greatly changed our circumstances to go from a home game to traveling. Who we're playing. So I definitely was checking on it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, depending, it could be a short week. You just don't, I don't know if we know yet on what the schedule will be. Yeah, it's playoff time. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're.
With the difference in running style between West and Ware, do you feel like you guys maybe always going to have, generally speaking, going to have something going between one of the two? Something's
going to
be working?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to have the change of pace. I think it's nice to have different guys that come in and have different strengths and different vision and give the defense a different look. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think it's good, especially if teams are going to play us man and they're rushing hard up the field. And, those guys, those D linemen, we knew all week, Mack and them, they were trying to get sacks and won the sack record. And, with that, with them, that aggressively, there's a lot of lanes to try to get out and make plays. And those opportunities present yourself, you just try to take advantage. No, I mean, to be honest, the mindset is to execute the offense and score points. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. I don't care how we do it. I don't care how many, if it's running, passing. I mean, I don't care. I don't care who's scoring. My job as a quarterback is to run the offense and for us to go score points. And that's it. It's not about protecting the football or anything. I'm trying to go out there and make a good decision. And like you said, when you do make the decision, you throw the ball with conviction and try to be accurate. It's not going to be perfect, but certainly no. In fact, I would say the opposite here. Playoff time, you're certainly, there is no tomorrow, right? I mean, you're trying to go out there and cut it loose, but probably mindset doesn't change. You're just trying to execute each play.
How much is there any carryover at all from the preparation you've done for the Texans for the season opener, and now are you just starting from scratch?
It feels like a long time ago, but. And it was our opener, so you do kind of have an extended preparation for that as well. But they're probably a much different team at this point, so you got a lot of tape to catch up on and see where they're at, how they've changed. I know statistically they've been playing really good football on the defensive side these last few weeks, so a lot of film to catch up on in between then. Yeah. Yeah, just different. They're all different. They all kind of take their own identity. Yeah, you were that close there, and it was a funny game. But they're all different. Yeah.
Something that you were that close to. I mean, do you feel that feeling?
Once you get there and you're that close, you don't know when the next opportunity is going to come, and if it will ever. So yeah, no question. I don't think you want to have any regrets.